Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400, translated over on 107.1 FM and streamed worldwide at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us on Let's Talk About It, we have a singer-songwriter who boasts platinum and gold singles and has sold over 20 million albums and downloads worldwide. We have country star Jared Neiman joining us today. And Jared, thanks so much for taking some time and joining us.
Well, I have to say that's the kindest intro I've ever received.
Well, I appreciate that. No, we're excited, Jared. Of course, headlining the North Dakota Winter Show coming up here on February 29th. We're very, very excited about it. Just talking a little bit off air, Jared, that you're down in sunny California. We're here in North Dakota, where we've got the North Dakota, we've got the winter, and we're just missing the show. And you're going to be bringing that here on February 29th, right?
Absolutely. We'll try to drag some sunshine with us. You know, I grew up a couple states south of you in Kansas, so I'm definitely familiar with the four seasons and have a lot of respect for that because it just reminds me of home. So it is sunny here where I'm at, but I'm definitely not afraid of the cold and not afraid to throw down. So we're going to have some fun.
Awesome. Hey, we're excited for you to come in again. Jared, tell us a little bit about, growing up and how you got into, songwriting and everything, because coming from Kansas, and I see you do have a little bit of work with the ice. Your parents owned a skating rink when you were growing up there in Kansas, right?
Yeah, it was a roller rink. It was just the old school kind that was, was in style for about a decade. But them raising you in a little skating rink, I always associated with music with fun. But country music was just easy because you could just look out your window and that's what everybody was singing about. So when you grow up in a small town, it just kind of hits home. So it was a real cool place to grow up. But when you go to college and for music and you start realizing just how much talent is in the world, just because in your hometown, you may be the only person that plays guitar and sings. So everybody is nice enough to tell you that you're good. But in the real world, it takes a lot of work and a lot of slaps in the face of reality to realize the many miles ahead of paying your dues. But I'll tell you what, I wouldn't trade a minute. I'm just very grateful to be able to do what I love and pinch myself every day.
Yeah. And well, obviously too, Jared, you got to love what you do with all these different hits that have, been out on the radio for the past couple of years and having written songs for some high profile names out there as well. And currently you're actually out on your Ghostwriter tour that just kicked off sometime last week, right?
Yeah, we started out in San Diego and then just worked our way up the coast of California. So tonight will be the last day in Sacramento. And then we start working our way towards you. So it's been fun. Ghostwriter is just, it's the name of a new song that I wrote that we'll definitely be playing that night. And along with some other new music. But as you mentioned, when you are raised around country music, you can't help but towards the end of the night start throwing in some of the old favorites that made us all want to move to Nashville. So you may hear a little Alabama or George Strait or some Garth Brooks. We just like to have a little party.
Awesome. Again, we have Jared Neiman joining us right now. Again, headliner for the North Dakota Winter Show on February 29th. Let's talk a little bit about that night, Jared. Obviously, you've gone from just recently you were doing those bars and that small little more intimate venues across the nation. And of course, you've done this, the big venues as well. What makes doing those smaller venues, maybe such as the North Dakota Winter Show, what makes those more interesting to you or what pulls you to venues like that when you're performing?
Well, you probably don't have a whole lot of music. Like we only had one concert a year and that was the fair. If somehow they outvoted the Demolition Derby, you got one or the other. So I think 4 years in a row, we had the Demolition Derby and I thought, oh my goodness, but people do like to see stuff crash.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
Whenever you're in a, I think it just kind of hits home for me to, I started out playing acoustic shows on patios of bars and, when my parents relocated to Texas and then just, so I kind of feel at home, that's where I cut my teeth and, I just know how much it meant to me when people would come to my hometown. So we don't take that, certainly don't take it for granted. And I just think I feel a little more comfortable being around, people, like yourself. So we're looking forward to it and hope everybody will come out and let us try to show them a good time.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Well, again, yeah, we're very much looking forward to it again. Winter show in Valley City, February 29th. And Jared, I do want to just take a couple of minutes here too, to bring up, you and I got to talk about it before your patriotic anthem, Old Glory, which, of course, a wonderful song. If nobody's heard it before, I definitely recommend it. You've done a lot of work with the USO as well, and I'd love to for you to just kind of tell us a little bit more about that for the listeners who may not be aware of your work with the USO.
Yes, I'll tell you what, it became an instant just number one love for me. You know, a lot of us grew up in, you know, someone in our family or definitely friends served our country, and both my grandfathers fought World War II, so we're just kind of raised around it to respect it. But when I finally had the honor of going overseas a couple times, it instantly changed my life and everybody else that I took with me, because you just get to see our brave men and women. You get to be a fly on the wall and watch them, you know, kind of do their thing. But what gets you is when you start chatting with everybody, and you know, I heard just so many crazy stories that I don't think about. We all know and are aware that you could lose your life, your limbs, your mind, which, you know, God, that's just so much to give for your country and to a bunch of strangers across it, you know, fighting for our freedom. So, but it was even the millions of sacrifices that we don't think of being civilians. And that was, you know, a guy told me his wife left him on Christmas Eve when we were in Iraq. And another guy told me that his mom died 2 weeks before Christmas. He didn't get to go to her funeral. And then they just added up. And I just thought, man, I never thought about all that, because, you know, just kind of ignorant to the situation when you don't serve. So I just thought, man, I want to spread the good word and try to just bring some realization to other civilians, you know, and awareness, in hopes that everybody would kind of just take the time to say thank you. I know our brave men and women do it because they love it and they're proud to be from America, but it is easy to overlook that when you're just kind of living your life daily. So I'm very grateful for them and so excited when I get to team up and play some music across the world.
Absolutely, man. And, you know, we appreciate that you're sharing your gift and you're sharing your music with us, and really, really looking forward to you coming in and throwing a party in the dirt with you here in Valley City on February 29th. And Jared, if anybody, you know, wants to listen to any songs, I know it's gotta be hard. You know, they're kind of like your babies. When you write songs, you perform these songs. If somebody's never been, which I'd be surprised if somebody's never been or has experienced Jared Neiman, what would be the first song that you would throw somebody's way and be like, this is what I'm all about?
Well, Lover, you know, came out, yeah, hard to believe, a decade ago, just about, and that changed life. And what the irony of it all, coming out there in the, you know, Fargo area, when I was on Sony, And you could, just before streaming was really as big as it was, everybody was downloading the songs. They told me that out of everybody in every city in the entire country, that Fargo downloaded Lover more than anybody else per capita.
Wow.
So I was so excited the first time we got to come out there, because, man, that means a lot. So hopefully everyone remembers that song. And there was a few in between that. And then, of course, Drink to That All Night, One More Drinking Song, and What Do You Want? Those are some of my ones that I'm glad had a chance to put out over this last decade.
Yeah, for sure. So, well, again, you'll get to experience Jared Neiman live in concert here, North Dakota Winter Show, February 29th. Jared, anything else you want to leave us with, or any words of wisdom or things we can do to stay warm while we're dealing with the freezing winter we got up here right now?
Well, I definitely wouldn't turn to me for wisdom, but I would just say, hey, Good cuddle weather, you know.
There you go.
It's a good chance to, you know, hang out with your special someone a little bit.
Beautiful. I love
about
it.
About as profound as I get.
I love it. All right. Well, Jared, we appreciate you taking some time, and thanks so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you for your time, and hope everybody come on out. We'll get a little rowdy.